Now we have Roger Downs. You are the conservation director of the Atlantic chapter of the Sierra Club?
Yeah, that's right. I represent the New York chapter of the Sierra Club. The Atlantic chapter is the New York chapter.
Yeah. All right. And you're here this morning to tell us about microbeads and what they are. They're, I guess they're little things in shampoos and facial cleaners and toothpaste products?
Yeah, it's something that's existed for a while, but it is of growing concern. I think most folks don't realize it, but a wide variety of shampoos, exfoliants, facial cleansers, and toothpaste contain very, very small particles, round particles of plastic. They're used as abrasive agents. They've been around for decades, but I think in the past few years, we've seen a dramatic increase in their use. And we're finding that it's a growing problem because these products were designed to be used in bathrooms. They wash down sinks. They end up in our waste treatment facilities. A lot of these waste treatment facilities don't have the capacity to take these out of the system, and they wash into our waterways. And some recent studies have shown that something like 90% of the plastic waste we find on the Great Lakes are these tiny microbeads, and once they're introduced in the environment, they're virtually impossible to clean up.
So is this a lake and river version of we've been hearing in the oceans are now getting these pockets of where tiny garbage collects into these giant, is this sort of that version of that?
Yeah, in a sense, very much so. I think, you know, we've always had sort of a plastics problem in our waterways, but you know, I think recycling laws and beach cleanups and other things have helped you know, solve that problem. But we do have in the Great Lakes still swirling patches of debris. A lot of that is these microbeads.
And how bad is it in the Hudson River, say?
We don't know. You know, a lot of this push now to get microbeads out of products stems from a study that was done by the Five Geyers Institute on the Great Lakes, and they were doing a lot of seining with micro-screen trawls, and were really shocked by what they found. We know that the Hudson River has dozens upon dozens of waste treatment facilities that are aging out, that don't always adhere well to combined overflow regulations. So we know we are dumping a lot of solids into the river from time to time. It's only intuitive that we have this problem in the Hudson, but we're still waiting on the research.
And so you are been working, I guess, with the New York legislature to try to address this issue?
Yeah, so the Attorney General took the Five Geyers report that looked at the Great Lakes problem, and decided, you know, working with a number of environmental groups and other advocates, that you know, we would put forward a bill that would ban the use of microbeads in all cosmetic products sold in New York. So this ban would go into effect 2016, with an added date of 2017 for any product that required extra approval from the FDA. And this bill passed the Assembly unanimously. So now it really comes down to, can we get it through the Senate, which has been a real problem in the past few years. But we're hopeful that you know, we can make some strides there. We have some Republican Great Lakes senators on the bill, you know, we have about 3 weeks left in session, which is actually not a whole lot of time. But we're really trying to get this through.
What can folks who are concerned about this do? I guess both in the Albany, you know, contacting folks, or with their own consumer purchases.
Yeah. Well. First, I would suggest everyone in the listening area go into your bathrooms. Look what's in your shower stalls, and read the ingredients. I mean, I was amazed. I felt we had a very green household, and we use rather simple products. I was shocked. You won't see microbeads on the ingredient list, but you'll see something like polyethylene or polypropylene. And I was amazed at how many things we had that had the product in it. The good news is that some of the big cosmetic companies are acknowledging that this is a problem, and they are phasing microbeads out, but it's on a voluntary scale. And there are literally hundreds of companies that use this. So, that's why the legislation is necessary. So I think, for one, being aware of the products you use and trying to buy alternatives that use stuff like crushed walnut shell or oats or salt, there's plenty of natural abrasives that can be used. But the second thing is, if you want to engage in this legislation, you can call, and at this point, I would start by calling, the speaker, Dean Skelos, and asking for him to pass this bill. So that this bill is Senate Bill 7018, and I would call the speaker of the Senate and say it's essential that this gets done this year. I would suggest that everyone in the listening area call their own state senators, but I know C.C. Kacek is already a sponsor of the bill, and I believe Terry Gibson will soon be on the bill as well. So I think really going to the top would be the most important thing. And I think the thing to remember is it's not just that this is sort of an annoyance in the environment. I mean, these microbeads already contain a certain toxicity to them, but they attract other environmental contaminants that are already in our water. We know PCBs bind incredibly well to plastic microbeads. A PCB molecule in our water column in the Hudson is if you take a microbead, and have it float around in the Hudson for a while, it could have as much as 100,000 times more PCB concentration than the ambient water surrounding it. And fish look at these microbeads; they kind of resemble small eggs. They look like pellets of food. And I was talking with a former wildlife pathologist for DEC yesterday, and he said that, even in the 90s, he was opening up Hudson River perch and finding tiny plastic particles in them. We can only imagine that the situation's gotten a lot worse since microbeads are used more and more now. So I think that this is certainly an urgent problem that needs to get done. And, I'm hoping that this can be a bipartisan effort that we can pull over the finish line this year.
All right. While we have you on the phone, are there any other issues the Sierra Club is working on in New York right now that you want to mention?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we're just talking about legislation,
I think that's the most important with
another products issue, the Child Safe Products Act, that has, at this point, 36 co-sponsors. You need 32 votes to get it through the Senate. It has 36 co-sponsors. And we are just fighting to get this bill to the floor. This is a bill that would require that companies disclose if they use high-hazard chemicals in children's products. It seems crazy that we can't get this passed. We can't get a floor vote on this. But it is being blocked by the Senate majority. And if you are making that call to Dean Skelos, ask to have him put on the floor the Child Safe Products Act. That's S-4614. There's a number of important legislative issues in New York, but there's a myriad of other things that are really quite a threat to the area, and I would ask listeners to also engage on the Bakken bomb train issue. We have a lot of Bakken crude coming from North Dakota along the Hudson River lines. Certainly there's a fight right now at the Port of Albany whether they can bring in tar sands. The Sierra Club and a number of other organizations are soon going to be challenging the Port of Albany's agreement and the DEC's Title V air permit to allow this very explosive, dangerous form of crude oil to be loaded onto ships on the Hudson River at the Port of Albany. But these tankers are also going straight down the Hudson River along the rail lines.
And there have been a number of accidents lately.
And we've seen some And in Lynchburg, Pennsylvania, just a few weeks ago, we saw a rather tragic accident in which, you know, tens of thousands of gallons of oil were dumped into a river there. And, you know, we are just, you know, at this point, not anticipating, but we're very nervous that something like this could happen in New York, and we're trying to take as many steps as we can to prevent it.
All right, Roger, you want to give out the website address or places other people or people can go to for information, more information?
Yeah, if you want more information on any of these issues, you can go to atlantic2.sierraclub.org.
All right, and you recommend calling the your legislator about these environmental issues that are in the final weeks of the New York legislature meeting now.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Roger.